certainly is.
Live in the Mothership Studios at Classic Texas KBEC. Joining us with the Waxahachie Chamber Chat. Oh, you hear her a lot, but not often do we get to be graced with her presence. Hello, Miss Julie Farah.
Am I the fall treat? I was like, what kind of treat do you have?
You're the October treat.
I thought maybe Oma's was coming in here with burritos. I was going to stick around.
We've already had that.
That's earlier.
I tell you what, y'all need to tell me when that's happening. I come in after the fact every time.
I know it. It's just the way it works.
Would it make you feel any better if we told you they were really good?
No.
I'm just going to have to drive
straight over there now.
I know.
Well, this will make you feel better, because I'm not even getting it on this today. Barry and Jeremy are going to the fair today.
Yeah, we are. Did you know Jeremy could eat?
Did you know what? I didn't even realize Jeremy was here. And my mom was saying something the other day about Jeremy being here. What's going on? He's back here?
He's back rolling with the flow of the little K-Beck, and he and Barry are going to be broadcasting live from the Great State Fair of Texas.
This afternoon?
Yeah, 11 to 1.
Okay. Yeah, I feel confident that Jeremy will...
Out-eat me?
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what? It runs in the family. We are foodies. We love to experience the food.
Yeah. People may not know you're related to Jeremy, though.
Yeah, my cousin.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go. That's pretty cool. But he's here helping us out.
Well, listen, it's always an opportunity on Thursday mornings to find out what's going on with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and you've got a lot of folks to talk about and to thank today.
I do. I want to talk about our gingerbread classic we had last Friday. It was the biggest gingerbread classic that I am aware of since I've been involved with the Chamber. Hey!
Studio audience excited about that. We're standing outside the window cheering.
That is so neat. Not one of them has an old meter for you.
I love
Doggone
that.
Got it.
Hey. So, it was totally full golf tournament, and it was just a good day. And we used to have them in June, and now we have them in September, and the weather's nice, and everybody's happy. Everyone's feeling good. No one's rushed because, you know, it's not right there at graduation time and all that. So, it was a good day.
That's great.
Yeah, so let me kick it off and tell y'all all the things. I have a lot of people to thank. So we always want to start with thanking our community visionaries, because they are our highest level members at the Chamber, and they contribute and a lot to the community, and they give back to organizations that are part of the Chamber, and they actually help our small businesses by, you know, a lot of the things that they're doing and financially as well. So those are Arbor Ellis Hill Realtors, Gateway Mortgage, Waxahachie ISD, Ellis County Title Company, Carlisle, Americase, Town Square Title, Citizens National Bank of Texas, Navarro College, RRSA, which is Roofing Restoration Services of America, Lion Barger, City of Waxahachie, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center of Waxahachie, and Faith Family Academy. Those are the big dogs who are the big givers and our highest level sponsors, and we want to thank them for all their donations and everything that they're doing throughout the year. And then we have community stakeholders, which is the next level, and that is they are also huge givers and supporters, and that is SAGU, Georgia's Pacific, Methodist Midlothian, Encore, 1558 Brand Agency, Community National Bank of Texas, Grow Consulting, and HEB.
That's a great group of folks there, too.
That's what I'm saying. We have so many. We have a lot of really good businesses in the community. And a lot of these bigger businesses are stepping up and helping with the small businesses by having these higher level memberships, which helps allow us to bring in speakers and education and different things. And everybody's just working together so nice. I'm so proud of all the people.
Good deal. Makes your job easy.
You know, the song says when we all work together, how happy we'll be.
Yes, it's true. Okay, our next level is community leaders, and they also, I want to make sure I recognize these guys. We have Bose Mitchell McKibben Funeral Home, Harmony Bank, Ann's Health Food Center and Market, Austin, I think it's Austin Road and Bridge, Elmwood Custom Homes, Edward Jones, which is the Paul Caldwell office, the law office of Greg Wilhelm, Stanley Restoration and more, First State Bank, Timco Logistics, Owens Corning, FBM Property Management, Waxahachie Tomahawks, UPS. Can y'all believe UPS is cool like that? UPS is doing something too.
That's good.
Class equipment sales, Heritage Air. I don't know why I can't talk. Sorry. Heritage Air, Jordan E's Popcorn and Candy Company. Hey, let me pause for a second. Jordan E's
back open.
Is back open today. So that, you know, they had the water problem and the that came from above them, and they just had a big misfortunate situation.
Get out there and support her.
An unfortunate situation. Yeah, I'm going to go over there and get me some popcorn.
Yes.
And then Concho Hearts Hospice. All of those are our community leaders. Now, let's get to the day's worth of the individual sponsors. We had some, I'm telling y'all, this it was just really cool. It made this golf tournament so much fun. Everyone pitched in and did so many neat things. Like, we had breakfast sponsored by Cardinal IG.
Mm-hmm.
The lunch was sponsored by Bristol Hospice. We had the hats sponsored by Mint Exteriors. And the carts by Community National Bank of Texas. And the golf balls were sponsored by Altus. So, how cool.
Yes.
I'm telling y'all, I know that sounds silly, but it really made such a neat event. Everybody just jumped in, and then everybody wanted to play, and there were some people who had extra, you know, like an extra team. They donated their team for somebody else because the tournament was sold out.
Right.
Everybody just worked together so nicely.
It does help when you've got all those sponsors, too.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. And you want to come up with a word that really describes, and just a word, what the Chamber is about in a lot of ways. It's collaboration. It's a big collaboration.
It really is. And I really enjoy working with Kevin. We have fun, you know, connecting people. And if I don't have somebody on my phone, he does. And we just kind of.
You mean Stevie Ray Strength?
Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray Kev. Yeah. So that's a whole nother. Boy,
you
how
bet.
About that?
Yeah, that's another story for another day.
Another story for another night. And then let me thank our whole sponsors. We had Guardian Southwest Printing, Hickory Trail Hospital, Keller Williams, Kimberly Rumfield, Neighborhood Credit Union, Truly Title, Dancing Daiquiris, and the Courthouse Winery. So Dancing Daiquiris is one business, and Courthouse Winery, they are sisters. And let me tell you something funny. Those girls, if they post some videos, I don't know how many they can post from that day, but if you see any videos, make sure you see them from specifically the hole that they sponsored. They played a game that was the funniest thing you've ever said. I'm not going to describe it to you. You just have to see it. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'll just put it that way.
Well,
it involved some pantyhose and oranges. So yeah, it was really fun.
What's the name of that place again? No, I'm kidding.
Dancing Daiquiris and the Courthouse Winery.
Yeah.
And then we had people who donated things. We had for raffle prizes, we had the Joint Chiropractic. Marco's Pizza had donated pizza for a year.
Good.
What in the world? And then we had Dancing Daiquiris donated daiquiris for a year. I'm like, and y'all, I'm telling you right now, this guy named Wayne, I don't know his last name, but he won like six different raffles.
Oh, my goodness.
He's going to be sitting at home eating pizza and drinking daiquiris for sure.
Boy, man. Either lucky or bought a lot of mulligans.
I mean, good grief. These guys, for real. And then Kyle Vesey, he donated a duck hunt. Baylor donated a basket. I'm trying to think of all the different donations of cool things that we had. But it was just a good day. I can't say enough of nice things about it and how well everyone worked together and just made. And was out at Country View Golf Course in Lancaster, and it was just a pretty day.
You know, here's what's awesome about that, too. When you have a big event like that and it goes off so well and you had so many people participate and enjoy it, they'll all be looking forward to doing it again next year.
Yes.
I think that's what happened from last year, because last year was a beautiful day, too. And I mean, this thing, I'm telling you, it was packed. You can only have, what is it? What's 18 plus 18? 36? 36, That's all we could have was 36 teams. And so we had to be creative because, I mean, it sold out. It was sold out from the very beginning. So people started saying, you know what? I'm going to give one of my teams to donate it to someone who wants to play. And so it just was a nice thing. Everyone worked together so good.
Yeah, the switch from June to September really made a difference.
It made people nice.
Yeah, there you go. It did. Not all that end of the year stuff.
And we served pumpkin spice coffee. And hey, have y'all had those cinnamon rolls yet from Green Arrow Coffee?
No,
I have not.
So Cardinal IG sponsored that breakfast, but they have a food truck here in town, y'all. They're one of our new members. It's called Green Arrow Coffee, and they make these cinnamon rolls. I think they have like pumpkin spice and eggnog and original, and they do all these lattes and different things. We should have them drive up out here and have a party one day.
I guarantee if they'll drive up and let us partake, we'll barter a deal with them.
Yeah, okay. We will.
I'm going to tell them, and it's going to be a day that I happen to be on the radio.
That's
Thursday morning.
Win-win.
Got to do it.
Well, thanks for talking with me, guys, and let me come on here and say thank you to all these people.
Hey, if you'd like to know what's going on with the Chamber, if you'd like to maybe pick up a past show that was on and you missed it, they really need to check out the website you guys have going on.
Yeah, at waxahachiechamber.com. We have we keep all the radio spots, and so you can go back and reference anything. So if you've heard something and you say, man, I can't remember what the deal was with that, you can go back and look and pull up any of those previous radio spots.
It's a good way to find out how you can get contact information. Maybe you'd like to become part of the Chamber. They'd love to talk to you about that, too, because I do a great job in our community.
You just heard about that with the golf tournament.
Yeah. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yes.
The boig.
That's
swingly.
It.
And she's Julie Farah, and she is the captain that makes it happen.
I'm the second in command.
There you go.
Well, thank you guys so much. We'll see y'all next week.
All right. Be sure and tune in every Thursday morning at 8:10 for Waxahachie Chamber Chat. Stay tuned. The flea market's coming up next.